With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living.
There's one guy in the Netherlands who is
some important manager of the WWF Fund, the organization of the panda, WWF.
Worldwide Fund, yeah. Okay.
I happen to know this guy.
Yeah.
He's in the position in the organization that they can analyze satellite data, and they put it into the computer, and they can foresee kind of in the future, you know.
Yes.
What is going to happen with the natural resources.
Yes.
They can measure the carbon emissions and all that.
Uh-huh.
And it's very scientific.
Yes, so what now? What does he say is our future holds?
Well, he was very worried and we talked like...
For 2-3 hours and at the end I asked him, then what is the solution?
Yeah.
And he told me, I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody wants to do anything. We have solution, but they don't do it. Mm. There is solution. Only 3 steps, no? Vegetarian, sustainable energy, plant trees. How more simple can it be? But nobody does it, because not all government endorses, and there's no sense of urgency, and the media, we are the only one that air it on TV. I mean, almost the only one. I don't know any other air so often like we do about this. Yeah? But we're the one, the only one that airs so often and cares so much about it and gives so much information about this. The evidence as well as the solution. We air every day, big scroll, you know, it costs a lot of money on the air to air all this solution and problem of the climate change, you know. 10 minutes, 20 minutes at a time. We don't take any donation and we don't take any advertisement money. You understand me? We're the only one that really unconditionally helps. Everyone else, it seemed like it may be another few centuries until things really start kicking in. Oh, I'm trying so hard, and the solution is so simple, yeah? If the government and the media jump in, yeah, and help and spread all this, say it's really urgent, everybody must do it, you know? Then we still have time. And 2 years, okay, short, but we have time to keep the planet as is, yeah, as is. Not as good as before, but as is, yeah? And not worse, yeah? But they don't do it.
Yeah.
We have solution. Everybody knows the solution. They're doing some. But it's not just doing. The government have to really broadcast about it, you know? On the internet, their internet. They have a lot of money. They can do everything. They're powerful. But I do my best, huh? The flyers, you know, seminars, and everything, just for that. Just to save the planet. And it's too slow, you know? It's too slow. Just like a little bit here and there. The government has to say something. Just like, okay, they banned the smoking, you see? So is it banned? Is it done? The government could do it. You know? It's easy. Look, they banned cigarette and it's banned. See that? And they banned drug, no? And it's banned, no? But it's not legal. And the cigarette reduction now reduce a lot of illness everywhere in the world. People know that. The same with the climate change policy. If they just do what they know is good, then it's very quick. In no time, we will recover, or we stop the effect, you know? Because if we don't raise any more cattle or animals, then the earth will be more sustainable. No more greenhouse gas or methane gas from the animals, no more multiplying all the time. Whatever we have already, we keep it, yeah? And no more, you know, raising for profit and meat. Then the earth will recover, yeah? After a while, all the cows will be gone the natural way, and then all the land will be planted with trees, vegetable again, you know? Because if you raise cattle 50 years later, you still cannot truly cultivate on that land. It's been stamped, you know, and hard and deprived of sustainable quality. They just have to stop meat eating because it's bad karma also. It's not just about the methane gas. And every day we air all kind of warning sign or warning evidence. My God, what are they talking about all day except this? This is the only important thing right now, right? First you have to survive and then you can do anything else you want. But if you don't survive, you don't have the planet. What's the use? Yeah? Unless they want to kill their children. If that's what they decided, what are we going to do, you know? We try our best, eh? Apart from working very hard already, we spread the news, we go out with flyers and everything, and we advertise on newspapers from our own pocket, yeah? We air it on TV from our own money. We tell everybody we know. Some do care, they say, oh yeah, they interest, they want to know, they really care, but maybe they forget afterward, you know, because there's TV to watch, theater to enjoy, husband and wife relationship, you know, and children, and they don't seem to know what is a priority, you know, more still money, business, you know. There's a film called I Am a Legend, yeah? Will Smith, yeah? Mm-hmm. The city is besieged with mutated people who has been sick and transformed into vicious animal, like, yeah. And the main character is still alive, the only normal person in the whole city of New York. Everywhere is so deserted and just full of mutated animals, vicious animals, and vicious humans. And you walk on the whole floor covered with money, and you go into the bank vault, it's full of gold bars, and you know, you just see the truly useless nonsense of making money or amassing money. If you see him walking on stacks of money, my God, it really drive home the message. But people watch it and just think entertainment. Because if they are afraid, then they have to do something. Unless they don't care whether they die or live, then it's also okay with me. Unless they want to kill their children. Which is really gruesome. And knowingly, you know, knowing that your children are going to die by your action now and still let it happen. So we do what we do, you know, at least you're doing it with your heart. You give the flyer and all that, okay, maybe some people awaken and maybe those people will affect other people. We just hope, okay? We're always hoping, yeah? Positive thinking is better than negative, okay? But whatever, okay? We just meditate, yeah? Help people the way we're always doing and distribute the flyer, waken whoever they can. Yeah. Some of them are scared, but then have to do something, you know? Not just put the seeds in the attic, you know, and save it for in case, you know, I mean. What's the use of saving the seeds when gas poison all over, you know, and people are dying and disease, you know, who's going to eat them? Huh? If we die, nobody eats them. Or even if they save so much, it's maybe just enough for a few, you know. The wealthy and the able are the one who can reach it, the one who will be able to profit from it. I don't understand humans. And the point is, Some of us think that, okay, we have money, we'll be able to survive, or we reach the seeds and we plant it again and all that, but who knows, maybe you can't. Rich or poor, when disaster strikes, you know, it'll be difficult to tell whether you have money or you're powerful, you can survive or not. And even you survive how long, you know? If the whole planet is destroyed or polluted, where do you go? With your seeds, with your money, with your power? Huh? And one more thing. If all the poor people die, or most poor people die, they are the workforce. Yeah? Who's going to plant seed for you? It is the workers, the farmers, the poor people who are cleaning the road, planting the trees, yeah, sowing the seed. So I don't understand the thinking of this world. Do you understand me? Okay, I know you understand, but then we're doing our best, okay? Still, do the flyer, who knows, it might help, yeah? But still, yeah, you understand the feeling, you know, right? Yeah. Well, it's happening everywhere already. Well, at least they are a little bit panicky now, you know, it seems like all the government concentrate on it. At least it's some of the topic to discuss, you see? And they gather here and there, talk about it, you know, recently. Yeah, they have to concretely do it. Everybody knows by now, from the UN report, that meat-eating, animal raising, yeah, is the one of the worst factor, or even the worst factor of climate change, yeah? Of global warming. And nobody talk about it. Everybody, okay, new energy, biofuel, hybrid car, compressed car, carbon sucking machine, dig a hole and store the carbon, as if it will not burst one day. And before that, you have to breathe in already, as if it will not affect you. I don't understand this. I mean, what is so difficult to put down one piece of meat and replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better nutrition, better for your health, more economized. How can anybody not just sacrifice a little palate taste, even if the meat tastes that great, even if they so love the meat, how can they not sacrifice it just for the sake of everybody's survival and their own children? How cannot? Just replace one piece of meat with another piece of tofu, that's all there was. Yeah, and especially even nowadays, we have all kind of vegetarian meat, it tastes so delicious. Yeah? You know, like even soya, it looks the same, huh? I don't know if it tastes the same or not, it tastes good to me. It tastes delicious, even better, yeah? Still cannot put down that piece of meat. And no matter if they die tomorrow or their children suffer or not. It's not just about dying, it's suffering mental and physical, psychological, emotional, you know, before dying. Because all this gas, you know, it's already in the air. It affects people a lot. But they don't admit it, they don't even claim on it. Well, some already say that it is because of that. Some scientists already do research and say it is because of global warming, that people have more mental illness, more internal organs failure and all that. There's evidence everywhere. But seems like nobody listens, nobody cares. Still, we continue to do it, okay? And then, if we die, oh well, we die happy. Where else do we go? We have only one planet. Yeah? Even if now they want to go to live in Mars or Venus or thinking of other planet already, you know? Oh, we found some planet, look like Earth. How look like? Huh? How like? Huh? You have to go up there and bring machines up there to build houses. Oh, how much can a satellite carry? How much can a rocket carry? How many people at a time? Yeah? How much fuel you have before you can carry people up? And how much machine you need, no? All kind of machine you need, yeah? For agriculture, for making clothes, oh la la, oh we go back to the ancient time, you know, weaving, you know, looming, yeah? Uh-huh. And sowing the seed with fingers, because there will be no equipment up there. Then go back to natural, also fine. Only if we even have another planet to talk about. That's hundreds of light years apart. Even if you find it. How? Huh? We don't even have oil anymore. I mean, very less now. Huh? By the time they burn all the oil, they live in the mid-air somewhere. The rocket will not fly any further to another planet. And then they go around, 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 eating a sunflower seed that they brought with. Or peanuts. Huh? And then what? The smart people should know all this. It's so far-fetched. The people who live in the city and who live in the faraway area, they think nothing happened to them, but it's happening. It just happened more to the people who are near the gas. You see, the gas fuming from the ocean and from the land that's been defrosting is fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense, yeah? And then you probably have a headache when you pass by some place, you don't know why suddenly the headache comes, you don't know suddenly your heart hurt, burns, you don't know why today your liver is no good, and then you take medicine and you forget about it, you know what I mean? But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something.
You mean it's already started?
It's started a long time already. It's just not intensive enough yet. You know, the density, the gas amount is not yet so lethal. Okay, it is lethal to some people in some area where it's more direct, nearby. But most people, they live far away, a little effect, you know? Or not yet effect, or very little effect, then they just blame it, okay, I eat something bad yesterday, or maybe I drink too much alcohol, and blame it on drinking, or for food, or, you know, or bad mood, or, you know, maybe, okay, old age, or whatever, I don't know that. It's human.
Yeah.
Incredible. Human is incredible.
We are truly grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's deep faith and care for humanity and the future of our planet. May our united and conscious effort bring about immediate change to preserve our Earth for generations to come. Thank you, loving viewers, for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, coming up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May God's blessings bring love and joy into your lives.